Wandering the Path. I'm here again, and in case you've forgotten, I'm Debbie, your host and your friend. It's so great to be with you today. The lovely music is from my special friend, Catherine Bagwell. She's the greatest. It's the first of the year, and I have so much on my organization plate that if I might sound a little distracted, I'm sure you'll understand. How about if we get started by hearing the scripture for today? Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. That's 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and His strength and seek His presence continually. For some reason, every year when I'm packing away Christmas, I seem to play hide and seek with baby Jesus or maybe one of His friends. They hide, I seek. It is interesting that it didn't start until the little ones graced their lives. One year, the sheep were scattered all over the house. In a little tight car, in the cushion of my prayer chair, amongst the open presents, and even underneath the packing plate. This is the result of Cheer on Miles playing hide and seek with the Steedy. The Christmases that followed found Jesus on a windowsill, in a puppy bed, and even in the dryer. You know, it became a game shared among the cousins. This year, I found the camel scattered in the tinsel and lights, so it was not surprising when I began to pack up the nativities and my very first baby Jesus was missing. To be honest, I'm not so sure they hid him this year. I was more concentrated on just getting the house decorated than doing an inventory of all the participants in Jesus' story. You know, praying the lights on the tree worked, hanging the ornaments and stockings on the mantel, while dancing to my favorite Christmas carols, as they caressed me with the memories to be made, a revival of the Moses Christmases of old, you know, before COVID. So, I'm not so sure they hid this special one this year. It could have been me and my racing mind on presents to be bought and parties to be hosted, oh yay, once again, and perhaps not so much on Jesus. Surely not. But it was entirely possible, you know, if not possible. I am honest, guys. So there I was on January 2nd with memories of Christmas while I was seeking my Jesus. Yeah, the one that had been part of my family for 69 years. My parents bought this nativity the year I was born. The stable has cardboard and the pieces are plastic and with peeling paint. And there's no way it would meet today's safety standards. But it is my first memory of the treasure of my very own baby Jesus. As the days progressed, my eyes and hearts were looking for my Savior. Until one day, there He was, perched on my Bible that was still open to the Christmas story. Oh my goodness, my precious friend had been home all along, right where He belonged. You know, you gotta love that guy. He's been showing me the way for a long, long time and just keeps plugging along with this lady who truly loves him. What a way to start the year. Jesus is always in my heart, but now He's in my pocket. I'm keeping Him closer to me this year than I do my cell phone, and that's a lot to be said. As I walk the days of 2022, I can seek the Lord and His strength and seek His presence continually. Just by sticking my hand in my pocket. You may want to watch out. Who knows when I might wander your way and share Him with you. My last box is closed, labeled, and back in its cozy attic home for a year of respite. Except my friend. Make him yours this year. After all, our lives are what we make it, and joy comes in sharing Jesus with others. You know, ponder some thoughts about this. Is there a time when you feel apart from Jesus? Try to describe that feeling to yourself. What's your new plan to stay close to Him this year? I'd like to close today with a few thoughts by Thomas Merton that I keep on my heart as I write my words. What do I mean by this? Am I saying what I mean? Have I some notion of the consequences of what I am saying? You know, I truly pray I do. I have enjoyed getting to know those of you who have emailed me at debbie@wanderingthepath.org. And if you go to the website, wanderingthepath.org, you can register and receive a new post each week in your electronic mailbox. I'll be here each week if you would like to take a walk with me. Let's pray together. I am so glad I found your precious Jesus. You've always been with me, but sometimes I get busy and tuck you away. Slow me down this new year so I will feel your ever-present touch. I am resting in you, dear Holy, Holy One. I just hope y'all will be my walking partner as I navigate my way through a life of whimsy, grace, and a lot of love for our Savior. You can read about my adventures on this blog, Wandering the Path, or if you'd rather, join me on my podcast, Wandering the Path with Debbie. And remember, as my auntie used to say, no matter how bumpy the journey, your path has already been cleared. Talk to you later. Bye.